hugely disappointed, to be honest with you. Got a great start, Kyle gets his goal, takes it well, but listen, we fell into the trap of what treaty I got at, and ultimately them, whatever, 10, 15 minutes cost us the game. Planned on it, players were aware of it, I was aware of it, but listen, talk is cheap, we need to execute on the pitch.
The play was better today, you know, there was diagonal balls going in, there was an awful lot of playing on the last shoulder. We didn't really see the most of Jack Doherty though tonight. What can you do to get him more involved in the game?
Yeah, listen, I said it to him inside there, Jack was disappointing. It wasn't his game. He was involved in the play, but some of his play and decisions weren't definite in what he was doing. Listen, I'll get the best out of him, but Jack needs to get the best out of himself also. He needs to want to do it. He has the right attitude, but he also needs to produce in nights like tonight. And that's putting pressure on him, yeah. But listen, Jack's a player and a calibre that can light up the league if he wants to do it. I'll do all I can to get him to there. And we also need Jack to do his piece too.
You had to change your whole left side of the field, really. Luke Turner's gone back to Aberdeen. Paul Fox was missing because of the red card.
Yeah.
Charlie Smith came in. It looked pretty lively early on. He got a bad injury, though. Is he going to be all right for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think he is. I think it was a bang in the ribs there. The doctors was checking his ribs out, but it was just his breathing at that moment. He's fine in there now. But, yeah, listen, I couldn't take the chance there. I needed to get somebody in quick.
Kevin McAvoy started in place of Luke Turner tonight. Had a pretty decent game. You did take him off eventually, but what did you make of his performance?
Yeah, Kev did well. Kev's honest. He's trained well, and that's why he's in. I know what I'm getting with Kev. Probably tired a little, but the change was more a tactical one where I needed to get Evan Farrell on mainly to kind of give us a threat in behind, as Paul's probably more natural as a in the back three rather than the wing back, so I needed a more of an attacking element there.
You did go to a back three, almost a back two really, towards the end of the game there. Will we see more tactical changes like that? Do you think you'll start with a back three maybe against Shells, maybe in some of the later games?
Yeah, listen, probably, listen, I'm not caught up on what system we play. To me, the players will dictate the system, and at the minute I feel to play to our strengths, that's what we have at the minute. But I'm adaptable depending on what we have, and maybe if there's a couple of bodies that come into us in July, we might look at things down the line.
Do you have any names you can give to us about players that might come in?
I don't, no names, but there's a lot of irons in the fire.
And what kind of player do you think you want to bring in then?
As I said, the player that I want is someone that's hungry, someone that wants to go and do things, wants to hit their potential. They can be young, they can be old, but someone out to prove a point. And listen, we need to take a bit of reality. The people that will come to Wexford are either a young lad trying to make their name or else someone with a point to prove. And I'm totally happy with that because I like hungry people with a point to prove.
Shell's coming up next. Wexford had a pretty decent performance against Shelburne earlier on in the season. They're obviously, you know, a full-time team, you know, pretty much the best team in the league by far. But what can Wexford do to put a stop to their rampage?
Yeah, listen, Shells are here to win the league, and they've invested in that way to go and do that. They've got some excellent players that probably should be playing in the Premier. So we know it's a massive task, but we're not here just to compete with people. We're here to go and make the most of things, go take points, and I don't really mind who comes here. We'll go and we'll have a right crack off them.